came to pass, whenever the ark went forward, Moses would say, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered.
May those who hate you
flee from before you.
For from Zion shall
go forth the Torah
and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. Blessed be he who gave
the Torah to his people Israel in his holiness." Baruch et Adonai Hamvorach, Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Va'ed, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Hamim, V'natan Lanu Et Torato, Baruch Atah Adonai Notein HaTorah, Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who has chosen us from among all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. He who blessed our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, may he bless those who come up to honor God and the Torah. May the Holy One, blessed is he, watch over them and protect them from all affliction and hardship, and from all plague and disease, and send blessing and prosperity on all the work of their hands. Today's Torah reading is the Parashah 20, Truma, Exodus 25, verse 1 to Exodus 27, verse 19. The first few lines in Hebrew, followed by the English. Vayadober Adonai el Moshe le'amor, Debar al b'nei Yisrael ve'yichu li'haruma met kol ish Asher v'diya banu lebo tikocho et rumahi v'tzot haruma hatruma shetichu meitam zahav וכסף ונחה חושת. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel to take up a collection for me. Accept a contribution from anyone who wholeheartedly wants to give. The contribution you are to take from them is to consist of gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, tanned ramskins and fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and other stones to be set for the ritual vest and breastplate. They are to make me a sanctuary so that I may live among them. You are to make it according to everything I show you, the design of the tabernacle and the design of its furnishings. This is how you are to make it. They are to make an ark of acacia wood 3 3/4 feet long, 2 1/4 feet wide, and 2 1/4 feet high. You are to overlay it with pure gold, overlay it both inside and out, and put a molding of gold around the top of it. Cast 4 gold rings for it and attach them to its 4 feet, 2 rings on each side. Make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark. You will use them to carry the ark. The poles are to remain in the rings of the ark. They are not to be removed from it. Into the ark you are to put the testimony which I am about to give.
You are to make a cover for the ark out of pure gold. It is to be 3 3/4 feet long and 2 1/4 feet wide. You are to make 2 cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work for the 2 ends of the ark cover. Make 1 kerub for one and 1 kerub for the other end. Make the cherubim of 1 piece with the ark cover at its 2 ends. The cherubim will have their wings spread out above so that their wings cover the ark, and their faces are toward each other and toward the ark cover. You are to put the ark cover on top of the ark. Inside the ark, you will put the testimony that I'm about to give you. There I will meet with you. I will speak with you from above the ark cover, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark for the testimony, about all the orders I am giving you for the people of Israel. You are to make a table of acacia wood 3 feet long, 18 inches wide, and 18 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold and put a molding of gold around the top of it. Make around it a rim a handbreadth wide and put a molding of gold around the rim. Make 4 gold rings for it and attach the rings to the 4 corners near its 4 legs. The rings to hold the poles are used to carry the table are to be placed close to the rim. Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and use them to carry the table. Make its dishes, pans, bowls, and pitchers of pure gold. On the table you are to place the bread of the presence in my presence always. You are to make a menorah of pure gold. It is to be made of hammered work. Its base, shaft, cups, rings of outer leaves, and petals are to be of 1 piece with it. It is to have 6 branches extending from its sides, 3 branches of the menorah on one side of it, and 3 on the other. On 1 branch are to be 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a ring of outer leaves and petals. Likewise, on the opposite branch, 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a ring of outer leaves and petals, and similarly for all 6 branches extending from the menorah. On the central shaft of the menorah are to be 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its ring of outer leaves and petals. Where each pair of branches joins the central shaft is to be a ring of outer leaves of 1 piece with the pair of branches, thus for all 6 branches. The rings of outer leaves and their branches are to be of 1 piece with the shaft. Thus the whole menorah is to be a single piece of hammered work made of pure gold. Make 7 lamps for the menorah, and count them so as to give light to the space in front of it. Its tongs and trays are to be of pure gold. The menorah and its utensils are to be made of 66 pounds of pure gold. See that you make them according to the design being shown you on the mountain.
You are to make a tabernacle with 10 sheets of finely woven linen and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. You are to make them with cherubim worked in that have been crafted by a skillful artisan. Each one is to be 42 feet long and 6 feet wide, and all the sheets are to be the same size. 5 sheets are to be joined to one another, and the other 5 sheets to be joined to another. Make loops of blue on the edges of the outermost sheet of the first set, and do the same on the edge of the outermost sheet of the second set. Make 50 loops on the one sheet, and make 50 loops on the edge of the sheet in the second set. The loops are to be opposite one another. Make 50 fasteners of gold, and couple the sheets to each other with the fasteners, so that the tabernacle form a single unit. You are to make sheets of goat's hair to be used as a tent covering of the tabernacle. Make 11 sheets. Each sheet is to be 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. All 11 sheets are to be the same size. Join 5 sheets together and 6 sheets together, and fold the 6th sheet double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops on the edges of the outermost sheet, the first set, and 50 loops of the edge of the outermost sheet of the second set. Make 50 fasteners of bronze, put the fasteners in the loops, and join the tent together so that it forms a single unit. As for the overhanging part, the remains of the sheets forming the tent, the half sheet remaining is to hang over the back of the tabernacle, and the 18 inches on the one side and the 18 inches on the other side that of the remaining of the length of the sheets forming the tent is to hang over the tabernacle to cover it on each side. You are to make a covering for the tent of tanned ram skins and an outer covering of fine leather.
Make the upright planks for the tabernacle out of acacia wood. Each plank is to be 15 feet long and 2 1/4 feet wide. There are to be 2 projections on each plank, and the plank are to be joined one to another. That is how you are to make all the planks for the tabernacle. Make the planks for the tabernacles as follows. 20 planks for the south side, facing southward. Make 40 silver sockets under the 20 planks, 2 sockets under one plank for its 2 projections, and 2 sockets under another plank for its 2 projections. For the second side of the tabernacle to the north, make 20 planks and their 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under one plank and 2 under another. For the rear part of the tabernacle toward the west, make 6 planks. For the corners of the tabernacle in the rear, make 2 planks. These are to be double from the bottom all the way to the top, but joined at a single ring. Do the same with both of them. They are to form the 2 corners. Thus there will be 8 planks with their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one plank, and 2 under another. Make crossbars of acacia wood, 5 from the planks of the one side of the tabernacle, 5 crossbars from the planks of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars from the planks at the side of the tabernacle at the rear toward the west. The middle crossbar halfway up the planks is to extend from end to end. Overlay the planks with gold, make gold rings for them, through which the crossbars will pass, and overlay the crossbars with gold. You are to erect the tabernacle according to the design you have been shown on the mountain.
You were to make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely woven linen. Make it with
Keruvim
worked in that you have been crafted by a skilled artisan. Hang it with gold hooks on the 4 acacia wood posts overlaid with gold and standing in 4 silver sockets. Hang the curtain below the fasteners. Then bring the ark for a testimony inside the curtain. The curtain will be the divider for you between the holy place and the especially holy place. You are to put the ark cover on the ark for the testimony of the especially holy place. You are to put the table outside the curtain and the menorah opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. Put the table on the north side. For the entrance to the tent, make a screen of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely woven linen. It should be in colors, the work of a weaver. For the screen, make it 5 posts of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and cast for them 5 sockets of bronze.
Chapter 27. You are to make the altar of acacia wood, 7.5 feet long, and 7.5 feet wide. The altar is to be square and 4.5 feet high. Make horns for it on the four corners. The horns are to be of one piece with it, and you are to overlay it with bronze. Make its pots for removing ashes and its shovels, basins and meat hooks, and fire pans. All its utensils are to be made of bronze. Make for it a grate of bronze netting, and on the four corners of the netting, make four bronze rings. Put it under the rim of the altar so that the netting reaches halfway up the altar. Make poles of acacia wood for the altar and overlay them with bronze. Its poles are to be put into the rings. The poles are to be on both sides of the altar for carrying it. The altar is to be made of planks and hollow inside. They are to make it just as you were shown on the mountain.
Thank you.
Here is how you are to make the courtyard of the tabernacle. On the south side, facing southward, are to be tapestries for the courtyard made of finely woven linen. 150 feet for one side, supported on 20 posts in 20 bronze sockets. The hooks on the post and the attached rings for hanging are to be of silver. Likewise, along the north side are to be tapestry, 150 feet long, hung on 20 posts in 20 bronze sockets, with silver hooks and rings for the post. Across the width of the courtyard on the west side are to be tapestries 75 feet long, hung on 10 posts in 10 sockets. The width of the courtyard on the east side, facing east, will be 75 feet. The tapestries for one side of the gateway will be 22.5 feet long, hung on 3 posts in 3 sockets. For the other side, there will be tapestries 22.5 feet long on 3 posts in 3 sockets. For the gateway of the courtyard, there is to be a screen 30 feet long made of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely woven linen. It should be in colors, the work of a weaver. It is to be on 4 posts in 4 sockets. All the posts all the way around the courtyard are to be banded with silver and to stand in sockets of bronze. The length of the courtyard is to be 150 feet and the width 75 feet everywhere, with the height 7.5 feet. The tapestries are a screen are to be of finely woven linen, and the sockets are to be of bronze. All the equipment needed for every kind of service in the tabernacle, as well as the 10 pegs for the tabernacle and for the courtyard, are to be of bronze.
Thank you.
Are you coming forward for a drash, Michael? Okay. Before Michael says that, I just wanted to go and say something very shortly. The distance from the church the way to here, imagine having to set up the tabernacle on a continual basis as they were taken from spot to spot. We really didn't have it that hard.
Amen. It's often asked, why does God give such detail in the creation of the tabernacle? And we know that our beloved Abba is an Elohim of order. We know that he likes things to be done a certain way. We may not understand why it's done that way, but ours is not to wonder why. Ours is but to do. And I won't finish that. It's really important to understand that every command he gives us about the tabernacle is an important command, for it helps us understand a little deeper the character of God, the heart of God, and why we love him so much.
As I just prepare for the next portion, I recall one time that Michelle came home after a study with Michael, and she was so excited because he gave her the understanding there's just certain commands, mitzvot, there's no explanation for them. It's simply this, to have an obedient heart. So, as you said, Michael, he has such plans for us. As we can stand for the half Torah reading, please. And the blessing. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who selected good prophets and was pleased with their words which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chooses the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness. As someone comes forward, you may be seated. So I invite you to the Bima.
Adonai gave Shlomo wisdom, as he had promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Shlomo. And the two of them formed an alliance together. King Shlomo conscripted 30,000 men from all Israel for forced labor. He sent them to the Lebanon in monthly relays of 10,000. They would stay a month in the Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the forced labor. Shlomo had 70,000 men to carry loads and another 80,000 stone cutters in the hills, besides Shlomo's 3,300 supervisors who were in charge of the people doing the work. The king gave orders, and they quarried large stones, expensive stones, to lay the foundation of the house with cut stone. Shlomo's and Hiram's builders, along with the men from Gval, worked the stones and prepared the timber and stones for building the house. It was in the 480th year after the people of Israel had left the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Shlomo's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Adonai.
The house of which King Solomon built for Adonai was 105 feet long, 35 feet wide, and 52.5 feet high. The hall fronting the temple of the house was 35 feet long, the same as the width of the house itself, so that its 17.5 foot width extended frontward from the house. The windows he made for the house were wide on the inside and narrow on the outside. Against the wall of the house, he built an annex all the way around. It went all the way around the walls of the house, including both the temple and the sanctuary. The lowest floor of the annex was 8.75 feet wide. The middle floor, 10.5 feet wide, and the third floor, 12.25 feet wide, for he had made the outer part of the wall of the house step-shaped so that the beams of the annex would not have to be attached to the house walls. For the house, when under construction, was built of stone prepared at the quarry so that no hammer, chiseled, or iron tool of any kind was heard in the house while it was being built. The entrance to the lowest floor was on the south side of the house. A spiral staircase went up to the middle floor and on the third. So he built the house, and after finishing it, he put its roof on cedar planks over beams. Each floor of the annex surrounding the house was 8.75 feet high and was attached to the house with beams of cedar. Then this word of Adonai came to Solomon. Concerning this house which you are building, if you will live according to my regulations, follow my rulings, and observe all my mitzvah, and live by them, then I will establish with you my promise that I made to David your father. I will live in it among the people of Israel, and I will not abandon my people Israel.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us Messiah Yeshua, and the teachings of the new covenant. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the apostolic scriptures. Amen. I invite you to the Bema.
Each should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God has the power to provide you with every gracious gift in abundance, so that always in every way you will have all you need yourselves and be able to provide abundantly for every good cause. As the Tanakh says, he gave generously to the poor. His tzedakah lasts forever. He who provides both seed for the planter and bread for the food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your tzedakah. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous in everything. And through us, your generosity will cause people to thank God, because rendering his holy service not only provides for the needs of God's people, but it also overflows in the many thanks people will be giving to God. In offering this service, you prove to their people that you glorify God by actually doing what your acknowledgement of the good news of the Messiah requires, namely sharing generously with them and with everyone. And in their prayers for you, they will feel a strong affection for you because of how gracious God has been to you. Thanks be to God for all his indescribable gift. Amen.
Thank you. Thanks be to God.
I'm reading from Hebrews, verse 1 to verse 6. Here is the whole point of what we have been saying. We do have just such a Kohen Gadol as has been described, and he does sit at the right hand of HaGadah Gadol in heaven. There he serves in the heavenly place, that is, in the true tent of meeting, the one erected not by human beings, but by Adonai. For every Kohen Gadol is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifice, so this Kohen Gadol too has to have something he can offer. Now, if he were here on earth, he wouldn't be a Kohen at all, since there are already our Kohanim offering the gifts required by the Torah. But what they are serving is only a copy and a shadow of the heavenly original. For when Moshe was about to erect the tent, God warned him, "See to it that you make everything according to the plan you were shown on the mountain." But now the work of Yeshua has been given to do is far superior to theirs, just as the covenant he mediates is better. For this covenant has been given as Torah on the basis of better promises. So be the word of the Lord.
This is the Torah which Moses placed before the children of Israel. It is in accord with Adonai's command by the hand of Moses. A tree of life it is for those who take hold of it, and blessed are the ones who support it. Its ways are ways of righteousness, and all its paths are peace. Long life is in its right hand, and in its left are riches and honor. Adonai was pleased for the sake of his righteousness to render the Torah great and glorious. When the ark rested, Moses would say, "Return." Priests with righteousness. May those who experience your faithful love shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, Don't delay the return of your Messiah. I give you good instructions. Do not forsake my Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu hadavar hachai b'mashiach Yeshua omein. Blessed are you, O Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who gives us the living word in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen.